FM.
Let's do a quick poll this morning. Now, this is based on a TikTok post that someone put up from a holiday in Mexico. They filmed one of those swim-up pool bars.
I love them.
Yes, they are the best. And you know you're on holidays when you're literally in a swimming pool sitting at a bar.
Yes.
It is the best.
How much does it suck, though, when a bit of pool water gets in your drink and you go, oh, I don't really want to, but I guess I keep drinking?
Yeah, it's more when you lose a bit of the cocktail. You're like, what a waste.
Start drinking the pool.
Lapping it up.
Well, you might stop that after this. This person filmed all these people sitting at a swimming pool bar, and they said this on their TikTok.
Vacation pro tip. Do not hang out in the pool where the swim-up bar is. There was literally intoxicated guests admitting that they were peeing in the pool here.
No, they don't.
This went up on TikTok, and I got to say, the majority of the responses on TikTok were things like, that's the point of the pool bar.
No.
Or that's what the chlorine is for.
No.
We all do it. Get over it was another response. Someone else said everyone pees in the pool. It's just a question of whether you admit it.
I have never.
Are you never?
Never.
And not once. Ever.
Not once. Well, I'm not a monster. That's gross. Okay.
Yeah, that is gross. Like, I mean, and I'm a very gross person, but that is over the line, my friend. I would never ever pee in the pool unless I was like 90 and I couldn't help myself.
Hang on, God, so you know, not once ever on holidays at the pool bar have you ever had a wee in the pool?
I can absolutely promise. That is so disrespectful to the other people in the pool and gross.
Don't you reckon you'd see it as well? If you're sitting down at a pool bar and someone's right next to you, you'd see the yellow seeping into the water.
Here's a pro tip. Don't have a Barocca before you have a wee in the pool.
Yeah.
Swim up pool bar. Dion in Prospect, are you guilty?
Guilty as charged.
Dion.
Hey, Dion, I respect your honesty, Dion.
Yeah,
Where were you?
At a mate's house, but it was just a few drinks, this and that, and then, you know. It was pretty cold to get out.
Yeah. He's your mate, though, mate. It's his swimming pool. He's invited you around, and you're a grown adult urinating in his pool. That's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
Dead set. Don't regret it because we're not mates anymore.
Oh, there you go.
I wonder why.
Hey, have you guys seen those signs? Welcome to our all. Notice there's no P in it. We'd like to keep it that way.
Nice. Yeah, good move. Have you, Beck, what about the ocean? Have you ever peed in the ocean?
Oh, yeah. All the time in the ocean. Yeah. I mean, not all the time.
In fact, that's the only place I go.
I've seen you hang out at the Henley Beach jetty.
No, not all the time. But the ocean's a big space. And now, Limo, what about you, mate? Confession time.
Yes, I'm going to be honest. I have, yes.
What, you've urinated in a public pool?
I'm so shocked.
Why?
You grub.
It's not like a...
Tell us the scenario.
Hey, I'm not proud of it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm leaking this to the Daily Mail.
Comedian
relieves himself in toilet where people swim underwater and might accidentally open their mouths.
The pool's full of chlorine, right? Kills it straight away.
Tell us the situation. Where were you? What happened?
I was in Fiji. I was on holidays with a mate and we were at a... It's one of those
no respect for
bars.
The Fijian culture.
Okay. Hey, did you say to your mate, hey, mate,
no
I'm taking
Fijians in the pool. There was...
Did you say to your mate, I'm taking a P155, or did you just do it and then let him sit in your urine?
I can't remember specifically whether I shared it with him or whether I kept it to myself.
You know, I honestly wish you'd never told me that. That is disgusting.
It's not a regular habit of mine.
Yeah, okay.
It's not like...
All right, just a warning.
Hey, one little hiccup. Come on.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bec, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It is all happening for Bachelor star Sam Wood. He's just welcomed his third baby with Snez, who he met on The Bachelor. So one of their success stories.
I follow them on Instagram. They're a lovely couple.
Yeah, they do seem like the real deal. And they're even happier now because he just sold his fitness program, 28 by Sam Wood, for $71
million. Jeez, $71
million. It's just hard to fathom that sort of coin. I believe he had 400,000 individual subscribers.
That'll help.
To his app. So that's going to be worth a bit over time. But 71 mil.
I'll give you 70. Make it 71 and it's a deal.
Well, and Chris Hemsworth, Hemsworth, yes, he sold his fitness app for even more than that. It was
200 million.
200 was it? Yeah, I saw this. Obviously, these people make all this money from a fitness app. How hard is it to tell someone to go for a run? I started my own fitness app about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Now, after all this high price of getting paid and that, I'm trying to flog it off.
Yeah.
I listed for sale last night on Gumtree.
Yep.
And if you go under the fitness section on Gumtree, you'll find it there.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a reverse one. Like, everyone's all about weight loss and whatever. Yeah. Mine's about trying to, like, regain weight and maintain a heavier weight. Because that's actually...
How the results go.
I tell you what, it's definitely a unique angle.
Yeah.
How much am I out there?
It's a lot easier than trying to lose weight. And I've tried to lose weight. I've been on Biggest Loser, lost 52 kilos, put 48 of it back on. Now, that takes some work. So I've put that into an app to help people have my success. I can play one of the ads if you like.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Cozzy, and I feel your frustration over using fitness apps. I've watched my co-hosts struggle with them for decades. Well, finally, there's a fitness app that understands just how much you've got going on. Please welcome FAP. We put the fat into the app. Are you sick of all the other fitness apps making unfair demands on your already busy schedule? Well, now there's an app that's okay with you blowing out. Want an app that's less burpees and more bagels? Then bingo dingo, FAP, the app is for you. But don't just take my advice for it. Listen to some of FAP's celebrity endorsements. First up, Clive Palmer.
It's a lie, it's not true, and we'll deal with that matter. It's just not true.
Clive, I promised him a bloody vote. All you had to do was endorse the app. FAP, your health in your own greasy hands.
Well, good job. And I can tell you the before and after photos are very convincing. I'm like, it really works.
And the end of that ad actually finishes with me saying, looking over someone's shoulder that's using the app going, you've unlocked the magic FAP.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It was nap plan yesterday. I hope everybody went well, and I hope you didn't stress too much, kids, because it's really not that big a deal. I have a year five, so she sat English yesterday. She got in the car. I said, how was nap plan? She wasn't at all nervous about it, bless her. She said, I had my writing one today. I said, how'd it go? She goes, well, we had to write a story about someone who was brave. And I didn't get to the part in the story where the girl was brave.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all the elements were there in the lead-up, right?
She was setting up this great plot about someone who was camping with her friends and,
Maybe it's a part two, or she can finish at a test later in the year.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Maybe to be brave, you don't actually have to be brave.
Maybe. So, on 13 1060, when did you stuff up a test? Did you not see the last page, or did you read a question wrong?
I had a mate of mine at uni. We were sitting next to each other in an exam hall, and he did that. He got to, they said, pens down. And he's literally and he missed the multiple choice section.
Oh.
And he goes, and he goes to me at the corner of his mouth, multiple choice.
Oh.
And I went, AECD. And then he just quickly went,
you're a good friend.
But you know, you never forget a bad test. Oh. You know, like, I mean, crikey, I'm 42. And I remember when I was in year 8, I did a maths test. Mm. And I got 5.5 out of 109 for maths B with Mr. Pascoe.
Mr. Pascoe. Oh.
And it was the final one for the year. And it was the lowest mark in South Australia.
Oh, God.
He told the class. And, you know, funny thing is, when they passed my test back with the results, for the first question, there was like 20-odd questions. The first question, I got 3 out of 3.
Oh, so you're off to a blinder.
Yeah, and then I got 5.5 out of 109, which is like 3.5%, but back then I didn't know that.
All right, so, what are we asking?
I am a little concerned about Frankie, though, because then I said to her, when's your numeracy test?
Oh.
And she said, I don't know, but maths was next week.
Okay.
Did you just make that up?
100%, that's what she said.
Oh, no, that's so funny. 100%. I thought it was a comedic line.
No, but she didn't know that.
All right, 13 1060, let's hear from you this morning. How did you stuff up a test? What happened? Was it a little thing? Was it a big thing? I love the, did you not see the last page? And you were so happy.
Can I just preface this by saying that this is the daughter that, when we were on holidays together, swam up to the edge of the pool and looked at you and said, hey, Google. I mean, hey, Mum.
Shandeep has called in from Somerton Park. What did you do?
It was an year 12 physical education exam. And there were two parts that we had to prepare. It was part A and B from the book. And I only prepared part B. So I went into the exam and everything was from part A and C. And
of course.
Did your heart just drop?
I had to make up a few things, but I ended up failing physical education.
Hey, but you're doing all right now, aren't you, Shandy?
Yeah, I'm doing all right now.
School good doesn't matter. Part A, part B, who cares?
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
For 10 years, I worked on Channel 9 with South Aussie with Cozzy, and I really did love that time. Last year, I moved across to Channel 7, and it has been absolutely wonderful. Now, the move allowed us to grow a lot as a show and to this year and the next couple of years do a lot more for South Australia, which is going to be exciting. And I'm now in the building at Channel 7, whereas at Channel 9, I never was, which we're loving. But, of course, when this decision had been made, it was quite tough to leave anywhere after 10 years. Yeah. And I remember being at home in Kadena with the South Aussie with Cozzy car and my daughter, Charlie Rose, who at the time was 11. And I was talking to my mum in the front yard as we were about to leave to go back to Adelaide. And the car's all packed up and sort of saying goodbye to mum. And Charlie Rose is running around, you know, fluffing about and whatever. And I said to my mum, you know, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, hey, yes, and well done, and, you know, good luck. It's so exciting that you're going across to Channel 7. Mm. I said to her, yes, yes, we're so excited. We can't believe it. And she said to me, oh, are you sad at all that you're leaving Channel 9? And I looked at the car, and it's got, you know, the Channel 9 logo, a sticker that was probably about, you know, nearly a foot square.
Mm.
And I pointed to it, and I said, well, Mum, I've been driving this car around for a decade, you know, 10 years of working there, and I sort of touched the Channel 9 sticker, and I said to her, you know, it is going to be hard. You know, it's going to be like a bit of a sad day when I pull this sticker off, because it's quite hard to actually take this sticker off. And Charlie Rose's ears pricked up, and she kept running around circles in the car, and I continued to talk to Mum. And I just said to Mum, you know, it's going to be quite, an emotional day when I actually get that sticker off. It's going to be quite hard to do. And then Charlie Rose yells out from about 2 meters behind me, hey, Dad, it's not hard. And she had torn the. She was holding the Channel 9 stickers in her hands. And she just ripped them off the car.
Wow.
Well, that's that done then, Mum.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Now, guys, are you loving Big Brother?
Absolutely. We watched it last night again with the kids. So 2 nights in a row, the whole family sitting down. Oh, Sam went to bed, but.
I haven't watched it yet, but I do plan to. Ooh.
Good stuff.
They'll be pleased to hear that.
I don't want
to
lie.
Well, Sonia Kruger is the host, and we do love seeing Sonia Kruger on the television. But this morning, we are handing over interviewing duties to my 5-year-old son, Laddie Lehman. Sonia, I hope you're ready to go.
Tough talk.
Sonia Kruger, are you ready to talk tough?
I am ready to talk tough. I love the fact that Laddie calls me Sonny.
Yes.
Cute. You are an amazing dancer. How many views have you had on TikTok?
Oh my gosh. That's a really good question. There was one TikTok I posted and I think it got nearly 1 million views, but I think that was basically because our jumpers changed colour in it. So there was some crafty editing that went on.
Wow.
What dance move should I be learning?
Gee, let me see. I think something that you could probably do with your dad, like the lawnmower, the sprinkler.
Oh.
I can't imagine him twerking somehow, but...
No.
Can you sing? What is your karaoke song?
I do not have a karaoke song because I cannot sing, and that's why I love seeing all those amazing people on The Voice, because they can.
Who's your favourite judge of The Voice?
Oh, well, for a start, Laddie, we don't call them judges. We call them superstar coaches.
Yes.
And I cannot choose a favourite because they're all listening to this right now. And they wouldn't want... I love them all, Laddie. I love them all.
Who has hosted more TV shows, you or Grant Denyer?
That looks definitely me, I think. I haven't added up the shows that Grant has done, but Grant and I actually did a show together years and years ago called Surprise Wedding.
That would have dominated, I would have imagined.
Do you know what? It didn't rate too badly at the time. Yeah, so you never know. It's one of those shows you could potentially see it come back.
You host nearly every show on Channel 7. Can't you give Larry Ender something?
Well, Larry's got The Chase and he's got the morning show, so I think he's pretty happy. Although I did read in the Batuta Advocate that apparently I'm hosting the next leaders' debate, which I'm hoping is a joke.
Big Brother is coming back. Why?
Did you say why, Lenny?
Very, very cheeky. Very
young. You're very cheeky. You'd be too young to remember the original, but, you know, happy birthday, Big Brother. It's 21 years.
It's Big Brother's 21st. Will they get the keys to the house?
Oh, you know what? They probably will. It's who gets to stay in the house that's the tough question.
Can you evict me from my house? Mum and Dad are so boring.
I probably could if you wanted to. Laddie, you could come and hang out with me and Maggie. She's 7. She's a little bit older than you, but I think you'd have fun. Not as boring as, you know, Mum and Dad.
By the way, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. Can I use Tina Sparkle as my drag name?
Oh, Laddie, you have my blessing to use Tina Sparkle. I feel she may have been done before. I don't know.
Sonny Kruger, thanks for talking tough.
Tough talk.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Now, guys, I've received a text message, but I don't know if it's genuine or not. I can't quite tell. I'll get some guidance from you guys. Okay. So I've received it. It's come to me from a text message. Oh, there it is. From C1715035 at iCloud.com.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds legit to me, mate.
Mm, yeah, sounds real.
It says, hello, my name is Leanna. Mm. Hi, Leanna.
Hi,
says, I'm travelling in Australia. Nice to meet you here. She says, I'm 28 years old and single now.
Oh.
But then in brackets, you might think, oh, this sounds dodgy.
Yeah, okay.
But in brackets, then it says, don't talk to me about sex or I'll be angry. So now I know it's just a just legit friends. Friendship thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I get it.
And then it says, hey, add my WhatsApp, and it has a mobile number there for a WhatsApp. Mm. And it says, we can share our daily life together and get to know each other better.
Oh, okay. So, she sounds like a nice reckon? Lass.
Sounds like someone's got themselves a new friend.
It does indeed. Definitely, I mean, it says don't talk to me about anything dodgy or I'll be angry.
You tell Kel that.
I mean, Kel's always keen for me to make new friends.
Yeah.
And this poor Leanna, this 28-year-old, travelling around Australia, she seems to be alone and in need of some company, and we can share our daily lives with each other. I don't really see what the problem is.
Maybe
what
you should send her some, like of your bank details or something just to make her feel a bit more welcome.
I suspect that would be the next step in this process.
Yeah, I feel like it may be.
I'm stranded at the moment and urgently need some cash. Mm. What happens if you do reply to these people? You guys would have received spam text messages over the journey. And we all get them from one time to another.
It's actually how I met Sam. We've been married 12 years or something.
Yeah. It's not 12.
She was 28 travelling through Australia alone and wanted to share her daily life with you. You know, my first reaction is, how did you get my number?
Yeah. Yes, that's annoying.
Yes, they've got my number. But if you respond, like, does your phone explode? Like, if I ring the number, does the money drain out of my bank account? I don't know.
You should reply. Hi, Leanna. Dirty Leanna.
Okay. I'll say, hi, Leanna. Sex makes me angry, too.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Want you, help us in welcoming Ed Cavalier, respected comedian and Aussie personality. Ed Cavalier is here.
Oh, put that ring away, you bad thing.
Yeah. Ed Cavalier, yeah. I have never seen so many wide-eyed emojis in my life. When you put your ring up on, you and your wife both put it up on Instagram the other day. Please explain.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. Yes, my wife, my beautiful wife, Tiffany Hall, is pregnant at the moment. And she's on the cover of Women's Health this month. And as part of that deal, she sat me down. She said, I'm doing this. Yep. And that means you're doing it, Cozzy. And you're doing it in 4 weeks. So you better get ready.
When my wife talks to me about a deal, I say, can we get the extra large one? And I'll take 6 extra nuggets.
All right. Now,
nuggets. Oh, Cozzy, just the word nuggets.
A bit of context. You need to Google this photo. So So this got sent through on our WhatsApp, and I was sitting at the kitchen table, and I opened the picture. This is a bit embarrassing. And I went, oh, my God. And my husband said, what? What are you looking at? And I felt a little bit like, oh, God, like I've been sprung. And so I said, I'll have a look. And he was ready to be angry with me. And then he looked at me and he was like, whoa, wow, yes, I can see what you're on about.
Then what happened?
tell us about the diet, Ed. But this is because, you know, yeah, we need to know that, yeah, this is a horrible, boring lifestyle, because then we'll feel, yeah, better about ourselves, okay?
Well, okay, there's this thing called kale, right? And it's impossible to cook, and it tastes awful, Beck, no matter what you do to it.
Yes.
And that's basically what I live on. Here's how, yeah, sad it is. When you're trying to get into the shape that you may want to be for the, you know, doing a men's health cover, this is something I actually said to my wife. I said, how many cashews am I allowed a day? to which she said, put two back, please.
Oh, no. Sounds like you put the two cashews away a long time ago, mate.
Yeah, exactly right. They're in a purse that she keeps locked.
I just got what you meant.
Because you and I are on a wavelength.
It genuinely sounds horrific, mate. Now, you're a man who never, you've been in good nick for a long time, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen you with anything less than a long sleeve shirt on.
No.
So you're not a man who is naturally predisposed to showing off your rig.
No.
No, so
I find it quite awkward. I don't know why. I'm sure there's some sort of deep seated issue, but I've always sort of been somewhat fit, but don't show it off.
And I was going to say, but you look proud in the photo. And I was going to say, did you have a drink beforehand? But you don't drink, do you?
No, I don't drink. This is exactly what I had beforehand, because I took my trainer with me, right? So what you do, Beck, so just before you do the shoot, you pump up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh.
And this is how detailed. Well, yeah, God, come on, mate.
So then I calm down, you two.
So just before, I got both of them. This is great. So just before we start, the first shot, my trainer comes over and he gave me, and I kid you not, one jelly bean and half a rice cake with some honey on it that you have to have exactly 7 minutes before so that you pump up and your muscles look really full.
Wow.
So you guys, I'm looking at your poster here, your fantastic poster. The next time you guys do a photo shoot this radio show, it's one jelly bean and half a rice cake with honey each just before the photo shoot.
So okay. I'm going to look really good. I'm going to triple that.
What did you have 7 minutes before our last photo shoot?
Yeah, well, that was just seven shovel loads of Porto. And
shovel loads.
And a tan. I'm guessing you had to tan.
I had to do the full body wax, which I'd never done before, and I had to do the fake tan, Beck. Now, do you do fake tans? Because I've never really done a fake tan before.
I have in the past, yeah.
Okay. Now, is it the smell?
It's like mushroom. It's like fermenting mushroom or something.
And you can't get it out of your sheets.
Yeah.
Right. I have fake tanned before, and it does really stink.
Didn't you do a bodybuilding competition for Radio 1?
Yes, I did do a bodybuilding thing for Radio. I did not look like you.
Now, Ed, you are looking magnificent, mate. What about for our listeners that are driving to work right now and thinking about starting a health kick? What's the easiest, simplest bit of advice you can give them?
In all seriousness?
Yeah.
Get rid of milk in your coffee.
Oh,
is that right?
You can drink, if you're drinking, if you're drinking lattes, or if you're Husey and you're rich and a vegan, you're drinking oat lattes. They're up to $18 a one anyway. So and if you just want to lose the milk in your coffee, and that is a great way to start.
There it's a simpler start right there. Yeah. Thank you, Ed Cavalier. We'll see you Monday night on Have You Been Paying Attention, which is back, of course, on Channel 10.
Yeah, absolutely right. Looking forward to that. Tom is a reanimated corpse, and Sam is there for diversity. I need to get that.
Very good. Thank you, mate.
See you,
mate.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Morning. Oh, my God. Have you seen that in the group chat?
Oh, our group chat is lit at the moment because one of my girlfriends has just joined Tinder.
Oh, really?
And the married friends among us are just fascinated about online dating. It blows my mind. Because quick around the room, did we all meet our partners at the pub?
Yeah.
Yes. I was introduced to Kel at the pub by a mutual friend.
Yeah, yeah. Same with me at the Austral. Mm.
For me, ladies' night at Shenanigans.
Mm. There you go, Bleves.
Yeah, the Village Tavern. Gone.
There
right.
You go.
I was working there. She was there.
Yeah.
Oh, the man behind the mic. Sam.
I was working there. She was there for the dollar vodkas. Take 10 vodkas, get a free MC.
And safe to say, none of us have ever been on the apps.
No, so as I said, I don't even know which direction you swipe if you like them.
Swipe right, isn't it, if you like them.
Oh, you seem to know a lot.
So I hear.
But even what's involved in setting up the profile, like what pictures you use.
What did she go with?
Well, she wanted to post a picture with a friend's baby. And I said, well, don't do that because the guy might think it's a small baby.
No.
Like they, no, you don't want them to. I mean, she's got. So I'm like, come on, hand your phone over. And I'm going through my phone and finding pictures where she looks really hot, screenshotting them. I'm like, use this one. It's
that's
fun.
A photo with the baby's a horrific mistake, especially if it's not yours.
But it's
but
not
I believe
just...
guys make mistakes that blokes make, I'm told. Mm. Is they do big group shots, so you don't know which bloke it is.
You got to circle your
head. And another one is, topless photos, not good apparently.
Nope.
And photos with animals, like holding a fish or with a drugged tiger in some country somewhere, they don't go down well either.
But a puppy, yes.
Cute. Oh, a puppy, yes.
Okay.
Puppy, yes.
Oh, okay.
Puppy good.
But what I'm learning is it's not just Tinder. There's now like Bumble and Hinge. And I look, that's what we're opening this in the group chat today, because I want you to explain to me on 131060, single ladies and gents out there, what are you using? Explain Hinge to me. Kate from Mitchell Park, what have you used?
Morning, guys. Bumble.
Oh, yeah, right. Any luck?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been off the apps now for a while and in a relationship for 7 months.
Whoa,
yeah.
Well done.
Kate, Bumble is different to Tinder though, isn't it?
Yes. So Bumble is when you can both match, but the female makes the first move.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
So it's you both have to like each other.
Yeah.
And then the female makes the first start on a conversation.
Kate, I don't want to get all personal, but you guys have been scratching around now for 7 months.
Was
there like a point in your relationship where you go, okay, do we both agree to get off Bumble?
It was literally like the second date.
The second date?
Well,
I reckon it would have kept the app open a little bit longer.
Oh,
two dates.
And Kate, how was your strike rate? Was this one of your first matches on Bumble or had you been on there for a while?
I'd probably been on there a few months, had a few dates.
Okay.
Hey, what was your profile pic?
Tinder.
What was your pic? Like, I mean, we're just talking about what pic you'd use.
Yeah, I said it was one night out with some girls, but I did not have any of my girlfriends in the picture.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice. Great stuff. Yeah, it's worked, hasn't it?
But being out's good, having a cocktail, knows how to have a good time.
Yeah. It's like when you go out squidding, you know, you're always changing squid jags and working out which bait to use. Like, the photo is so important.
Denise in Paynham, what did you use and how did it go?
I used Tinder and I swiped right. We met on the fourth date. We both deleted our apps. He proposed 3 months later. We were engaged that was August. We got engaged in November and we married the following November and we're heading for our second wedding anniversary.
That's beautiful, Denise.
Well,
I'm so happy for
Denise.
You, mate. And you know what, Denise, your story to anyone that's listening that thinks, oh, I don't know about internet dating or oh, I would never do that. Mm. I reckon you should jump on and do it and give it a go Denise did.
There you go.
It's all about crunching the numbers.
Good on you, Denise.
Crunching
the numbers. Kylie, in Torrensville, what's your experience been?
Obviously, everybody else is having better luck than me because I'm having absolutely no luck.
Aww.
It's like just a bad show bag, really. You just never know what you're going to get.
Oh, Kylie. I must admit, I do hear a lot of stories like yours. How many dates would have you been on?
Maybe one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one.
Kylie, do you find that Tinder's mainly for like hookup vibes? Is that how it works?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm probably hedging my bets between a few of them. So,
Kylie, I reckon
Tinder,
don't give
Bumble,
up, mate.
Bumble and Hinge.
If you've only been on one date, mate, don't give up. I'm sure there's the perfect guy waiting for you somewhere, and just keep going.
Yeah, maybe it's just my expectations are a bit too high. I don't know.
Oh no, keep them high. What are you looking for?
You should maintain your high expectations, Kylie. Don't be lowering your expectations.
What are you looking for, Kylie?
Just a good down-to-earth guy, like an Aussie guy that I can hang out with, has some fun, no expectations, but in game is a partner in crime and a best friend.
Aww.
All right. If that sounds like you, 131060, that's what Kylie love on SAFM.
Indeed.
All right. Thanks, Kylie.
Sounds
we'll keep your number.
Yeah.
She does. Lynn in Udunda, it's your daughters who use this.
Well,
Well, they did, yes. They went on just to have a bit of a look one day sort of thing, and to our surprise, we found lots of photos of people using our donkeys as their friendly friends.
Oh, what? Hang on, please explain. How, you have donkeys first up, that's awesome.
Well, we run mobile farms, so lots of people come into our farms or wherever we go, where we rove with our animals. People always want to have selfie shots with them, and Cozzy being one of them, of course, has a photo with one of our donkeys.
Actually, Cozzy, people use you, I'm hearing, in their profile pic, selfies with you.
Yeah, some people told me this before, that there's people that have a selfie with me that then they use as a profile picture, which I think is just so awesome.
Yeah, no, let's be honest about this. Cos has got about 8 different profiles up, and he uses photos with different people in each one as a distraction.
That's how I ended up with that donkey.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
If you're a South Australian that hates it when we lose something in this state that you love, like Green Hills Adventure Park, Puzzle Park, Dazzle Land, whatnot, that disappears over the years, then please listen to this.
We need to save our Santa. The giant Santa is in danger.
The fiberglass icon, which started life outside John Martin's and Ava Jones, needs tens of thousands spent on repairs. It's currently in storage.
When I read the story, I go to the comments and I thought, how long is it going to take me to find a comment pleading with Cozzy to rescue Santa?
He needs $34,000 worth of work done on him.
Oh, my gosh, so do I.
He's an icon. Mm. You don't want to lose icons.
Hey, Siobhan's called through. Siobhan, what about this Santa? What do you think?
Definitely save it, Cozzy. My dad worked at John Martin's, and when I was a kid, we used to love that Santa. We would see it all the time. We were there every weekend. Please save it for our city.
The Adelaide City Council will meet tonight to decide the fate of the big Santa that used to adorn the central market.
And I came to them last Friday at 5 o'clock and made an official formal bid.
Bid?
Yep. The council bought the Santa off David Jones 5 years ago for $1. So I've offered them $2. I, Cozzy Costello, call on all councillors to do what's right. I'm asking all of you to hand Santa over to the big guy, me. I'll make sure that Santa is looked after and erected as the best erected Santa anywhere in the world.
Hey,
I don't know how I'm going to fix him. I don't know where I'm going to put him, but by damn it, I'll get it done for South Australia.
The future is looking bright for Adelaide's big Santa. Adelaide City Council has voted unanimously to sell the 16-metre fiberglass icon to Andrew Costello for $2.
Well done, Andrew.
So I went down to the town square and I gave the Lord Mayor the $2 and I now own the Santa. But I inherit the debt of Santa and the cost to fix him and repair him and also put him up, which is very expensive, but it can be done. So a lot of people have said to us, well, what's the plan for Father Christmas? Well, the deal is this. He needs the fiberglass fixed up, which isn't too bad, mind you. Then he needs a full repaint, which is going to have him looking brand new for the next 10 years. So we're going to do that and then we're going to erect him. Putting him up is very expensive. And we're looking at putting him back on the central markets where he's always been because the existing infrastructure is already there. So we are left with a sum of money that we need to get this job done. And this is where I need the help of the people from Adelaide. Now, if you look back over the last 22 years of my time in the media, I very, very, very rarely ask for people to help or contribute or anything. Normally, we just love to give and help. In this case, we are having a Save Our Santa Gala Ball at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. It's like Christmas in July, on the 15th of July. So basically, if I can get another like 300 or 400 people to book tickets to this event, that'll cover the cost of the repairing and repainting and whatever. And this event is going to be like nothing else you've been to before. It is going to be an event that you will sit there and you will feel so proud that you are a South Australian. And by buying a ticket, you are, you know, helping get this job done. 100% of the profits go towards repairing Santa. But what I also love about it, it's at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. I love the fact that it's an event that helps get the event industry back on its feet. So obviously the tickets are $190 and people go, whoa, $190. A lion's share of that goes towards your food and all that sort of stuff. And I love knowing that, you know, all these waiters and security guards all get work on that night. So basically, if I can get another 300 or 400 people to book in and come along, it is going to be unbelievable.
We'll be there.
Will Santa be there on the night?
Well, okay, can I tell you one thing? I don't want to tell too much about what's going to happen on the night, but put it this way. When I talk through what happens at the start of the night, I nearly cry. Even just thinking about it, I nearly cry. It is so good. But I'll tell you the start of the night. As you walk into the entertainment center, you will walk between the massive boots of Father Christmas.
Oh, that's cool.
Painted up, ready to go.
Oh, that's a selfie waiting to happen, isn't it?
That's the first thing. When you walk inside the entertainment center, what you see next, you won't believe what we've done. Okay. It's going to be epic. So, South Australia, I know that so many of you wanted this Father Christmas saved. I've done what you've asked, and now all I ask you in return is come along and join us for a fun night out, and go and buy your tickets, and just head to the South Aussie Cosy Facebook page, and I look forward to sharing a night with you guys. And let's get this Santa back on display this year, as promised. Beck, Cosy and Limo. SAFM.